Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There was a series of feel-good moments last night around the Sixers, which, frankly, I would say there had not been since April of 2024 in Game 5 versus the Knicks, when Tyrese Maxey saved that season by scoring, what was it, 8 points in the final whatever seconds to win? Was it 8 points?
Seven, I think.
Seven?
But, yeah.
So they hadn't had a feel-good moment in 14 months.
A long time.
Yeah, they hadn't had a feel-good moment in 14 months. Well, they had one last night. They had a series of them because of what happened, frankly, after Edgecombe was picked. Let's start with him being picked, the commissioner, with the announcement as Edgecombe became a Sixer.
With the third pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select VJ Edgecombe from Bimini, Bahamas and Baylor University.
All right, so you see him, and he gets up there on the stage, and the hug with the commissioner, and before that, hug with family and friends, and a lot of nice stuff, right? Good stuff. So now, whether it's the right pick or not, time will tell, and we will always judge him versus Ace Bailey, and that'll be fascinating to track. And we haven't had too many of them through the years. Maybe the last I can think of would be, well, give you a couple. You had Jordan Davis versus Hamilton, the safety in the Ravens. You obviously had Reger versus Justin Jefferson. And those were two that didn't work out. Although the Eagles won a Super Bowl with Jordan Davis. But, I mean, let's be real. Reger, Justin Jefferson was over one game into their career. You know, so every once in a while you got these scenarios. We'll always track those two players against each other. Now, Edgecombe.
Carson and Wentz and Goff, if it hadn't gone that way. We were doing
way.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Rams fans did,
yeah.
But we didn't because the Eagles didn't have a chance at Goff. All right. With that said, Edgecombe is the guy. Now, interview. Right after he's picked. It's like a minute or two later. He's talking to Monica McNutt from ESPN and ABC. I thought this was a really cool interview with a series of great moments. He's standing next to his mom and his brother. Here's what you need to know before you hear this audio. First question to the mom, but Edgecombe is the one that jumps in to answer because she is so overcome with emotion. Second question, you're going to hear the brother as the person primarily answering. Edgecombe jumps in on the back end of that one. Listen to this exchange. This was cool.
Tell me, what's going through your mind, Mom?
I'm gonna tell her, bro. Super excited. We came from nothing. We're truly blessed just to be in this position, man. I know the emotion is high right now, so I'm gonna just let her be right now, all right? But the emotion's super high, but we came from nothing. So that's why the emotions are so high right now, man.
In your feature, VJ, we saw you talking about playing basketball in the Bahamas, 12-year-old playing against men. I'm not going to ask you, that's your brother. When you saw your brother at 12 playing against big grown men, did you think that tonight was possible?
I'm actually lost for words right now. My brother saw this dream before I did or before anyone else in my family even did. I'm so proud of him. He got me in tears and I don't even cry.
Man, I don't know. I don't got no words either, man. I'm blessed. Me third pick. I mean, it's a dream come true, man. I spent countless years just sitting there watching draft, bro. So I don't even know. I don't know what to do, man.
You good, Mom? How proud are you of your son?
Proud. Super proud. Like you said, we came from nothing into everything. It's Bimini to the world. Bimini to the world.
So, John, I said it earlier, and by the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio, day after Edgecombe becomes a Sixer. John, I said this earlier, and I think everyone knows it's true. What's going to matter most for all of us as Sixers fans is whether he was the right pick and can really play. That's number one. But with that said, last night, I mean, there was a series of things, and we'll get to the others in a moment, that felt, on the heart, felt great. I mean, we hadn't felt some Sixers joy in over 12 months, John. This was joyful last night.
The family feel about the whole thing. You know, the thing that we celebrate about Tyrese Maxey is just his mindset, his approach, his positivity,
right.
The way that he can lift that organization at times, just like emotionally speaking. Now it feels like you got a partner in positivity with VJ.
In addition to McCain,
Tyrese,
who I think,
and McCain, who also was incredibly upbeat last year.
Here's what I put on Twitter right after after seeing some of those interviews. I said right on Twitter, I said, I so hope the Sixers can get good again. The joy that Maxi McCain and Edgecombe exhibit is so palpable. Philly will love these guys if they, and then I put in parentheses, and others can lead the Sixers back to glory. Because I know I've seen enough of Maxi to know he's not going to be the best player on a team that's a team that has glory. I mean, no offense to Maxi, he's just not that guy. Mm-hmm. And obviously in the short term, there's only one guy that can be that guy, and that's Joel Embiid. He's the only guy in the short term. Now, look, there's an argument that at some point Embiid and Paul George will be moved on from, and these other guys might be around 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years from now, and that's a whole different type of team, and maybe those guys are all-star level players, and maybe even Edgecombe is better than that. Who knows? We'll see. But I know this. The way Edgecombe presented himself reminded me of Brandon Graham. And he became one of our favorite players ever. Maxi has that thing too. McCain has that thing too. There's a lot of joy now.
A lot of joy, but there's also
but they got to rebound and they got to block shots and they got to set picks and they got to score in the paint.
Well, he's talking
and
about
they're going to need help. Is my point. They're going to need help.
He's talking about how his atmosphere, his environment growing up, molded him into who he is, and some of that who he is a tough young man.
That's very clear.
Toughness is part of what he gleaned from the way he was raised, and that's exactly what we're looking for.
When they also say
he's
a leader.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's exactly what we were missing from Ben Simmons. That's exactly one of the things we are missing from Joel Embiid.
Yeah, no, so, and I agree with that too.
Yeah, this is, like, the toughness part is exciting. The toughness part is absolutely critical in basketball. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's see. Let's you show us.
Yeah.
I'd love to see this.
So let's listen to Daryl Morey. He had a pretty late press conference last night talking about Edgecombe. Let's listen to his opening statement when he addressed the pick. Here's what Morey said.
We're super excited about VJ, what he can bring to the team. Brings a dynamic athlete, potential all-star, two-way player. Really helped his team. He's got all these winning qualities that we think really fit. Great teammate. His story and what he's done to get to this point is really unbelievable. And we think he's on a great trajectory to take where he's come from and continue to improve through Baylor all the way through a very long and very promising NBA career, and we're excited it's here at the 76ers.
All right, so that's Morey. Now, I want to play one more piece of audio, then we're getting right back to the phones, because you can react to all of this at 215-592-9494. And that one more piece of audio is Edgecombe, something that he said a few minutes after that interview you heard with Monica McNutt. He then also talked to NBA TV. And I thought this was even more special than the other stuff. This is him answering a question. He's got his mom there, the whole deal. Listen to this exchange last night.
What were the moments you remember most about just the way your mom poured into you throughout your life and your career?
Man, them long nights. I'm telling you, I lived off a generator. I had no electricity. I lived off a generator for 7 years. Man, seeing what she had to go through? To feed us, man. It's crazy, but I don't even know, man. My mind everywhere right now, man.
I mean, listen, you got a big old lump of coal in your heart if that doesn't move you. Right?
Gotta play crying on the morning show.
That's true.
But I loved it, man. I mean, I thought
beautiful.
That was...
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
It is beautiful. We hope he can play at a very high level. What we know, he's supposed to be able to play at a pretty high level, but we hope he can take that higher. look, if he's a complimentary piece, then he's a complimentary piece. And maybe they did mess up not taking Ace Bailey, who maybe will be the better player. But I know this, in a couple minutes last night, I was like, man, I'm rooting hard for this guy. Hearing the story and the way he presented and the mom. Even John, little thing, I'll give you one more little thing. That first thing from about 5 minutes ago we played, when he jumped in when the question was to his mom, but she's overcome by emotion, he jumps in within about 2 to 3 seconds to answer, mm-hmm. is a little sign of leadership in there.
100%.
Right, he's stepping in to help mom.
Super impressed.
Right, Rand?
Yeah.
He didn't wait 7 seconds.
No, he didn't let it get awkward. Right? He was like, I got to take care of mom.
Yeah, I'm taking care
of
mom.
I love that.
I thought, like, that's leadership.
Yep.
So the little things matter, and I thought that was pretty cool.
But it also requires it's leadership, but it's also the bravery to step forward, like that initial burst,
totally.
That initial, like, he's got what's required to be a leader.
Be a pro.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like to me. Let's go to Eagle Shirley. Shirley, how you been?
Oh, good morning, family. Y'all got me up in here tearing? Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, VJ was my pick. I put it out there before we got our pick, before the Sixers picked, who I wanted first. And I was elated. I was excited, jumping up and down. And because there's something in that young man, besides the story, you got somebody that's so hungry. And I know Ace Bailey and all the other, you know, people want Ace Bailey, something like, but I'm looking at Philadelphia. I'm looking at how we made up. How the things that we done went through and still going through and how, well, you know, when our backs is up against the wall, you know what I mean? We come out swinging, like how to Philadelphia Eagles. You know what I mean? That's why I'm upset right now at our Philadelphia Phillies, because y'all better than this. I got y'all aces up there, and y'all can't give them no score to help them out. But when I watched the draft last night, and when we got who I wanted, VJ, I saw a dog in him. I saw that hunger in him. But when that man got up and he's spoke on behalf of his mother and shared what he shared about how they was. I'm like, that's us all day. That's Rocky. That's our story. That's us. Man, how can you not get excited about this guy?
I agree.
And we don't know. We don't know if the Sixers are finished. We don't know what's going to happen with Joel Embiid, but I'm excited because you got the hungry guys that could not finish playing. We set out so early. I had partial season tickets that I was just giving away because I was so angry at how season went down. You see what I'm saying? I love my Sixers. I love all my team. But that draft pick last night, that did it for me, y'all. I'm telling you. I'm sitting in my car. I can't even go on my job yet because I got tears coming down my eyes. You got to stop playing that daggone party.
I hear you, Shirley. I hear you.
I love you guys. I love you all, Rhea.
Thank you.
I love you all, James. Thank you for taking my call. God bless.
Shirley, you can win a prize. You got to give me who blew it. Come on, who blew it?
I'm about to blow it if I don't go get ready for work.
All right, get to work. Right. Shirley, thank you.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Shirley.
That's pretty good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.